Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ben Richmond's here, too. Ben is a new friend, but not with a new company. We know about his company, Xero, but he's the U.S. country manager for Xero, which is an outstanding software, accounting software company. He's a chartered accountant, and he's an award-winning executive, and he's here. He's brought some important research that we need to know about. Ben Richmond, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here to share some small business insights with your audience.
Good to have you here, and give our best to Tony Ward when you see him. Hey, Ben, I've been reporting on with CEOs across the world, really, for the last 9 months of the pandemic, and asking them about how their companies have functioned going from you know, one day thinking you're going to go back to your office, you know, I'll water that plant tomorrow. I don't have time today. And before they can get back to water the plant, they're shut out of their offices for months at a time. Who knows what happened to the plant? And these CEOs over the years, I mean, the two main things that I got from them was, wow, I can't believe how effective my people have been. I can't believe how awesome they are. They're maybe, some have said they may even be more productive at home than they would were in the office. That's one report. The second report was, tell me again why I'm paying so much in rent. Remind me again why I'm doing that. And so those were in the moment. Those were in the adrenaline stage of everybody, you know, step up and deliver. But now we're months beyond that. There, for some companies, there's no end in sight. And you've got some research on the toll that this has taken, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, small business is super important to us. And, you know, we're committed to being the most trusted and insightful small business platform. And we thought, hey, you know, the human value at Xero is super, super important. And we could see, you know, the mental health toll that's starting to happen as we go through into the sort of third wave. So we commissioned a survey, and we wanted to make sure that survey was really small business focused, had super actionable insight for them to be able to take away as we sort of buckle down for this winter and the third surge that we're seeing.
Right, absolutely, and so now, and there's going to be more research on this, folks, on many levels, many different implications of the coronavirus pandemic on the not only performance, not only execution, and in the next interview we're going to talk about cybersecurity, but now on mental health. And you guys found, and this is something we've been focusing on now for a few months on the show, Ben, and that is, you know, what do we know about how people are feeling about this? I mean, once the adrenaline has died down, and we're now in, and this is what I call our new regular. I don't use the word normal around here, Ben. What's the new regular? What's your research telling you?
Yeah, I think the really stark thing for me was that if you think about all the things that have happened this year, and there's been everything from wildfires, the political climate, the, you know, personal finance troubles, and the survey showed really clearly that coronavirus-related stress has been more damaging to employee mental health than all those other things, mm-hmm. which is pretty confronting. And I think the key thing I looked at was, while many employees have taken steps to address mental health, you know, as a result of this pandemic, it's pretty clear that the employee needs and employee provisions are yet to align. So we've still got a bit of a gap between what employers are providing or focusing on versus what the employees are needing. And I think, you know, everyone just got so focused on survival, get through the adrenaline rush. And I think as we gear up for getting through winter, we need to probably take a step back, you know, use the break to reflect a bit, and actually start the conversation
right
with our employees and our employers, because it's super stressful for both sides.
Well, over half of your, on your survey, over half of your employees said that there was a negative effect. And of course, I mean, that is, it was 56%, even though that's over half, thank God it wasn't 90%, but it shows that there's some work to be done. You know, one of the things we've talked about here on the show without having this research before, Ben, is we've had experts on the show talking about how to prevent this from happening, how to get a lower number on the mental health response. And one of the things that they said was just, you know, staying more connected to your people. You know, if you know everybody's under one roof, and you know they can come see you anytime they want, they can drop in for 3 seconds or 3 minutes anytime they want, you could pop into their office or whatever, you could actually go days without seeing them face to face, even though they're under the same roof. And nobody's dysfunctional, nobody's mentally ill about that. But when you're disconnected physically and you have that's another dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, some people were only seeing through Zoom calls. We're not having those catch-ups in the hallways. And I think it's, you know, I look at it, you know, big companies, you know, have done a fantastic job. But if you think about small business, it's very family. You know, the two or three people they employ, you know, they know generally their kids' names. They know that, you know, the money they make
That's
is food
right
on their plate. So it becomes very stressful for the business owner. I think the really important thing is, you know, in the past, we've been strong and not showing weakness was the thing to be as a leader or
right
if you're a strong employee. And I think we've got to throw that out the window. You know, leaders and, you know, business owners have got to start the conversation. And that starts by being vulnerable yourself. That starts by opening up, sharing what's stressing you out. So you create that sort of,
So that's what I want to talk about when we come back. I'd like to get your thoughts on what do we do? What are the actual steps that we take? We now, folks, the research is in. We now know that our team's mental health has taken up the slack in the performance scale. That there's always an equal and opposite reaction somewhere, right? Newton's law of gravity is alive and well.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.